Financial Times guides you through complex issues. In divisive times, don't settle for black and white. When you need the full perspective, turn to FT.com. Become a subscriber today. Search for FT subscription.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
It's a Monday and start of the week, of course, and I'm joined by the queen of cryptocurrencies, Nicola Duke. All right, Nick.
Yes. Hello. My crown is a little smaller with the sell-off.
Yeah, well, it's been a bit of a sell-off, hasn't it? Told you 6,000 is coming.
Yeah. we start with a 6, don't we? So here
Do you think it's going down lower than that?
I think it really does depend whether we hold above that April low or not. I've got my Bitcoin chart up. That April low is pretty key. I think if we can hold above it, the bulls have a chance. Otherwise, we're going to get it around mid 4,000s.
Okay, all right, mid 4,000s. Wow.
Yeah, I know.
And then, I don't think it's worth that, really. To be honest, it's not really taking off, is it?
Sorry,
not really taking off, is it? I mean, you got the Bitcoin crowd, you know, and the people trading it. But I think what is Bitcoin going to become?
The thing is, you don't confuse the value of. Don't confuse blockchain technology with the price of Bitcoin. Like, I think blockchain technology has a huge future, but how the hell do we determine what price that should be? Like, how can you? It's just supply and demand, isn't it? Like,
I just think there are parts of blockchain that would be it'll be a different animal, of course, than what we know at the moment, I think. But you can pay all this ramping and this rising in these individual cryptocurrencies. And I think, exactly, why is that worth that? I don't think it's worth that. I mean, it's just nuts. It is just. And people are in denial about it, you know? I mean, just be honest, there are a lot of crypto crazies who believe, you know, there's so many sort of different currencies are worth this and that. And they're not. They won't be. Look at all the major currencies in the world. How many are there ready to stand for anything? About 5 or 6?
Yeah.
And yet you've got 2,000 or more cryptocurrencies. What are you talking about?
Won't all become something. That's true.
Let's look at some stocks and some prices here. We're on Facebook Live. You can see the video at voxmarkets.co.uk. Where are we, Nick? I've lost my thing, so bear with me.
Echo Energy is the first one.
Yes, I was going to say, I've shut it down. Sorry, I don't know what I did then. I actually clicked on the link and I heard myself coming back at myself again. I don't want to hear that. It's not good to hear me the first time round, let alone the second time round, coming back in a delay. So Echo Energy had news out today, and they've got CSO85 positive extended well test results. So Echo, what do you reckon?
Yeah, you know, we're testing the yearly lows that we made in March, April, and they are around 11.6. I actually think that there's room for us to, and I hate to say this, to drop a little bit lower to 10.46. I think that we should find some really good support there. It's a pivot from the start of 2017, and that's where I'd be looking to buy. 10.46, and then I think the correction will be over and we can rally from there. And I'm looking for a breakout, so we should rally from 10.46 back to 16, the prior highs. Then when we get there, we will test a trend line that we can draw from the May 2017 high, and above that would be a breakout. So above 16.5 we've broken out.
Okay, there's not one, not two, but 3 bits of news out there for Harvest Minerals. First of all, they announced a new 50 kiloton sales order, and then they've done a proposed placing to raise approximately $9 million. That's a big chunk of money, that right there, considering the market cap is just $26 million, you know, so that's a hell of a lot of money. And then they announced that Brian McMaster, the chairman there, had bought 770 grams worth of shares at 18.5 pence. So, you know, he's stumping up a bit of cash there, old Brian. So HMI, obviously it may come off a bit because the share price, the placing was 18.5, but it shouldn't go too close to that anyway, because it's a big chunk of money. What do you reckon, Nick?
Yeah, I'm kind of conflicted. Harvest Minerals has really, you know, keeps stalling around this 22-24 level, and it's the highs from 2016-20 and early 2017, and so we're looking a bit kind of double toppy and toppy up here. However, if we look for support of like 50% of the last swing higher, the daily 50 moving average, all of that lines up for Harvest Minerals around 19.6, 19.5. So I think that if we are going to keep going higher, that this is the area where we should find support around 20. And I'm just looking for the right price action to say that we're going to see a rally from here. I think if we close below the daily 50 moving average, which is at 19.5, then we will see another leg of correction lower, and potentially we should be looking back to the 20 moving average. But for now, really nice bounce off this daily 50 moving average. A close above 21 would be a bullish reversal and another attempt at the highs.
Do you know, I often mention the 125 moving average, you know, because I had Simon Weisenberg guy on, who's, you know, deep delving into stats and data, and he said they looked at all different moving averages, and the 125 seemed to work for the S&P 500 anyway, and a couple of other things, and they said better than 200. It's almost like early traders were getting in there on that. And look at the 125 on this. Uncanny, it's 1, 2, 3, 4 times it's hit it and bounced off that 125 level, which is, it's amazing, really.
You know, I'll add that one in. Yeah, it is amazing. This is a good level anyway, I think, where we are now. So 50%, whenever you see a sharp rally that we've seen, that we saw in May, 50% back, you know, mean reversion is a good place to look for a reversal.
Okay, all right. Next one is Highlands Natural Resources. Operational update they've given there of things that happened there, the plan, their 5-point sort of plan there. But what do you reckon on the chart, H&R, Nicola?
H&R, I'm looking on the weekly. This has had a really nice move higher the last 2 weeks, and now, you know, now we're pulling back. So you have a really nice move higher, you get above all these daily moving averages, we're above the daily 50, we're above the daily 20. So between 20.6 and 19.7, we should find some support and continue higher from here. We should continue at least to the 24 area and the 200 moving average, and then we see what happens there. So although we've had a bit of a setback today, I think that support is nearby and we should carry on higher to at least 24. Above 24, then we can say that we've made a bottom and we've taken out some prior highs, and then we can look for newly yearly highs for this stock and back towards 27 and higher. But the key will be the 200 day moving average at 24.
Okay. In Condesi, I know NCCL was a favorite of yours before, financial model update today, and I will have Hanno Pingili on the podcast, who's the business development officer, chief development officer, talking about that, what it means. It's quite technical there, but it seems to be improving the financial model of NCCL, which is, of course, the Mozambique that's meant to be coal and power together. Coal to power in Mozambique. What do you reckon, Nicola?
Yeah, the problem, I'm looking out to the monthly chart. I really do like the bottoming in this stock. But between 8.8 and 9.2, there's this horrendous resistance where every month we get stuck and we just can't get beyond that point. You know, we've done it, you know, on a short term, on a short term basis, we managed it last month. That's what we really need to get above if we're going to continue. We've stalled at the moment. We had some nasty bearish price action at the end of April, and now we've stalled at these highs. I really want to see us push through, gap higher today, a little bit of a pullback, but the first sign will be a close above 8.8 and then a close above 9.2, up we go. Otherwise, you know, very often corrections are three waves. That means you see a wave down, a bounce, and then another wave down. If we do that, then the support in this is at 7.5, and I would only be really concerned if we were back below 7.5 in NCCL.
Okay, all right. And the last one is Powerhouse Energy. And this is talking about the CEO is talking about the future of plastic in New Scientist magazine. Because that's quite a big title, isn't it? He's talking about new. So you know, he's been invited to talk about that in New Scientist magazine. So PHE. ticker. What do you reckon, Nicola?
This is another one that had a really decent bounce last week and got above all the daily moving averages again. So we're holding above the daily 50 moving average. Today, we've had a bit of a setback. We've come back to test it. So the support in this one is between 0.48 or around 0.48. As long as we hold above that on a daily close, I don't mind having a look underneath that intraday, but a daily close above 0.48. I'm looking for another swing higher in this one to 0.7 and to meet up with a 200-day moving average. And then we'll see what happens up there. But short term, 0.7. And if we can get above 0.7, rock and roll, we should see that big round number one again.
Okay, lovely stuff. Well, Nicola, it's good to talk to you on a Monday morning. I'm not feeling the best, actually, because I had a weekend in London with the wife.
And
so we had a bit too much to eat and drink, really. So we're just feeling a bit underwater a little bit, you know, a little second gear, so first gear even, not even the top gear at all yet. But do you know what I'm a bit worried about? Is that everyone's going the press here is about the positive meeting between Trump and, Kim. And that's overshadowing the G7 meeting a bit. And I'm thinking, listen, the G7 meeting, economically, is more important.
It was really dire.
And that's more important because if Trump comes down and, he falls, plays through, goes through these tariffs, then we can wave goodbye to a bullish run in any sort of resource stocks because it'll hit everything. So I'm just thinking we should be, it's a bit worrying, isn't it, really? He's playing this brinkmanship,
Yeah, because, having lived in Canada, people think because Canadians are really polite that they're pushovers. They're a long way from being a pushover, let me tell you.
Yeah. Anyway,
they're going to dig their heels in.
I think if it does go ahead, we won't see Trump, bigging up the stock market for a while. He'll conveniently forget to tweet about that for a long time,
Anyway,
and jobs and all that stuff. Lovely. Nicola, thank you for that. And
hello,
Stuart. Hello, Mark. How's your
hello,
fibs?
Hello, face.
Oh, Mark is asking how your fibs are. Don't get your fibs out, Nick.
I'm not allowed. Stephen would like us to have a quick look at Vast. We can have a quick look at Vast, can't we? Vast.
Yes. What, go on then.
Resources?
Yes.
Okay. Vast Resources. Look at this testing. We failed at that resistance and that. This is pretty a nasty sell-off today. But we're just like a bit like Bitcoin. We're testing the trend line that you can draw from the December 2016 low. And you can connect it with the August 2017 low. Third touches of trend lines very often are false breaks. That means you look initially like you've broken the trend line support, but you usually hold it and bounce. So I would say that although it looks pretty bearish here, I think that we have a good chance of a bounce from this trend line. Also, the RSI is really quite oversold down here in the low 20s. So potentially a decent bounce. If we can get back above 0.5, I think that there's a good chance that we rally back to those moving averages and stay within this wedge consolidation. But a daily close below 0.42, then I would probably say goodbye to this one.
Okay, all right, lovely, Nicola. And by the way, Vast, Andrew Prelea, CEO, is on the podcast later. So there we go, the main podcast. So have a listen to that and see what he says about it. And because he does reveal something there that I think is quite important that was in the RS. It's not significant news price, but it's in the RS. But he explains it a bit better, I think. The RS is very hard to read, I find. Anyway, Nick, thanks for that. If you want to see the video, you can see it at voxmarkets.co.uk/blog.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.